فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم. So that's the one who forsakes the orphan. This is a critical symptom of hypocrisy. Please pay attention to a narration from Mawlana al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam. من تفسير العسكري عليه السلام في قوله تعالى وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله إلى قوله واليتامى قال الإمام عليه السلام وأما قوله عز وجل واليتامى فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال حث الله تعالى على بر اليتامى لانقطاعهم عن آبائهم فمن سانهم سانه الله ومن أكرمهم أكرمه الله ومن مسح يده برأس يتيم رفقا به جعل الله تعالى له في الجنة بكل شعرة مرت تحت يده قصرا أوسع من الدنيا بما فيها وفيها ما تشتهي الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وهم فيها خالدون. الإمام مولانا الحسن العسكري عليه السلام said, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Allah mighty and majestic errs upon the righteousness with the orphans, the ones cut off from their fathers, their parents. So, the one who protects them, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him. And the one who honors them, Allah Azza wa Jal will honor him. And the one who wipes his hand upon the head of an orphan, being kind with him, Allah Azza wa Jal would make for him a castle in the paradise for every hair which passed under his hand, being more capacious than the world with whatever is in it, and therein would be whatever the soul desires and pleases the eye, and they would be in it eternally. The orphan is the child who has no father or parents for him. That's to say, you are not giving to them from what Allah Azza wa Jal has given to the extent that you make them needless of having to ask, and especially for the orphans, because there's no one to stand and take responsibility for them in their efforts. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I and the dispenser, kafil of the orphan, are like these two in the paradise, and he gestured by his index and middle fingers. A problem is here posed. On the one hand, Almighty says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْغُرْبَةِ. Say, I do not ask you any reward for it, except love of my nearest relatives. Here, in this chapter, he says, فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. So, that's the one who forsakes the orphan. On the other hand, we are informed about the opposite manner that the hypocrite companions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and their partisans and followers treat and behave toward his nearest relatives السلام, his progeny, his nearest orphans, that's to say his part and his only daughter, the Lady Fatima, Mulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, and their infallible sons and descendants, Al-Imam Hassan, Al-Imam Hussein, and other true successors of the Holy Prophet, alayhimus salam. How did Abu Bakr and Umar, Aisha, Hafsa, and the hypocrite companions of the Acres Agreement treat the Lady Fatima and Amirul Mu'minin after the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? How did Abu Bakr and Umar, Aisha, Hafsa, and the hypocrite companions of the Acres Agreement treat the Lady Fatima and Amir al-Mu'minin after the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? To usurp the caliphate of Amir al-Mu'minin and Fadak of the Lady Fatima, to make their house on fire, to attack, bother, and affront them, to kill Muhsin ibn Ali, to get Mawlana Ali and his partisans pay allegiance to Abu Bakr by force, to get them isolated, War of Jamal, War of Siffin, War of Nehravan, and so forth. In fact, they have deprived the nearest orphans of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, his progeny, of their greatest humane and divine rights. Sorry to say, this deviation has been developed and continued by the followers of the hypocrite companions during the period of the 12 infallible Imams alayhim assalam, and will persist up to an unknown future. Violating the humane honor and rights, some people, groups and governments, hypocrite in reality, Muslim in name only, do every kind of guilty, fraud and crime in the name of Allah and Islam. فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ. So that's the one who forsakes the orphan. According to the remaining part of the mentioned narration, the most severely orphaned is this orphan, the one cut off from the Imam of his time, alayhi salam, not being able upon arriving to him, and he does not know how his decision is regarding what he is involved with from the laws of his religion. Indeed, so the one who was from our Shias, a knower of our teachings, and this other one is the ignorant one with our laws, the one cut off from witnessing us, is an orphan in his lap. Indeed, so the one who guides him and sets him on the right path and teaches him our laws would be with us among the lofty friends. My father narrated to me with that from his forefathers, from the Holy Prophet Salamullahi Alayhim Ajmain. Please follow me. وقال الإمام عليه السلام وأشد من يتم هذا اليتيم يتيم انقطع عن إمامه لا يقدر على الوصول إليه ولا يدري كيف حكمه فيما يبتلى به من شرائع دينه ألا فمن كان من شيعتنا عالما بعلومنا فهذا الجاهل بشريعتنا المنقطع عن مشاهدتنا يتيم في حجره ألا فمن حداه وأرشده وعلمه شريعتنا كان معنا في الرفيق الأعلى حدثني بذلك أبي عن أبيه عن آبائه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. In this connection, not only the first, second and third false caliphs, their partisans and followers have not honored the most orphaned community, they established a policy based on censoring as well as annihilating the traditions, narrations, teachings and laws of the 14 infallibles alayhim assalam for about 14 centuries as well. All the Bakri and Umari commentaries, tafsirs that we have in our hands nowadays are not free from some Israelite fables and false interpretations or some personal opinions of interpreters. The same is said about the Bakri and Umari books of hadith that underwent fabrication, insertion, and distortion. It can be said that no book has remained untouched. Therefore, Muslims have to revert to the 12 infallible Imams alayhim assalam because they are the only ones who can correctly interpret and explain the revelation of Allah and purify the prophetic traditions from all blemishes and distortion. Listen please to this narration. Ahmad ibn Idris and al-Husayn ibn Ubaidillah and Muhammad ibn al-Husayn wa Musa ibn Umar عن الحسن بن محبوب عن محمد بن الفضيل عن أبي الحسن عليه السلام قال سألته عن قول الله تبارك وتعالى يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم قال يريدون ليطفئوا ولاية أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام بأفواههم قلت قوله تعالى والله متم نوره قال يقول والله متم الإمامة والإمامة هي النور وذلك قوله عز وجل فآمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا قال النور هو الإمام. It has been narrated from Maulana Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam, I asked him about the words of Allah, the Blessed and High, 61:8. They are intending to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. He alayhi salam said they are intending to extinguish the wilayah of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam by their mouths, by talking against it. I said the words of the exalted that Allah will complete his light. He alayhi salam said and Allah azza wa jal will complete the imamah, and the imamah it is the light and nur, and these are the words of the mighty and majestic. 64:8. Therefore believe in Allah and his apostle and the light which we have sent down. He alayhi salam said the light and nur, it is the Imam alayhi salam. وَلَا يَحُرُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ, and he does not urge upon feeding the destitute. Please pay attention to the following narration. صالح بن أقبه عن نصر بن قابوس عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال لإطعام مؤمن أحب إلي من عتق عشر رقاب وعشر حجج. قال قلت عشر رقاب وعشر حجج. قال فقال يا نصر إن لم تطعموهم مات أو تدلونه فيجيء إلى ناصب فيسأله والموت خير له من مسألة ناصب. يا نصر من أحيا مؤمنا فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا فإن لم تطعموه فقد أمتموه وإن أطعمتموه فقد أحييتموه. It has been narrated from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam having said, the feeding of a mu'min is more beloved to me than freeing 10 necks and performing 10 hajjs. I said 10 necks and 10 hajjs? The narrator said, so he alayhi salam said, O Nasr, if you do not feed him, he would either die or you would have indicated him to go elsewhere. So he would go to a hostile one, Nasibi, and ask him, and the death would be better for him than asking a hostile one, Nasibi. O Nasr, the one who revived a mu'min, so it is as if he has revived the people altogether. So if you do not feed him, so you have caused him to die, and if you do feed him, so you have revived him. In another narration we have Ahmad and Safwan ibn Yahya and Abi Hamzah and Abi Ja'far alayhi salam qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam man at'ama thalathata nafarin min al-muslimin at'amahu Allah min thalath jinan. It has been narrated from Abu Ja'far alayhi salam having said, the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who feeds the three persons from the Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal would feed him from three gardens in the kingdom of the skies, Al-Firdaus and the Garden of Eden and Tuba. And it is a tree coming out from the Garden of Eden. Our Lord planted it with his own hands. Please bear in your mind that the human being has two aspects. The foodstuffs nourish his body, but his soul needs knowledge, wisdom, and revealed teachings to live, grow, and stay healthy. Feeding in the narration may include both meanings. Meanwhile, please compare the behaviors of the first, second, and third false caliphs and other self-called Muslims and so-called Islamic groups and governments toward the partisans and followers of the progeny of the Holy Prophet Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in the past and in the present with this criteria referred.